This episode of Podcast Perplex is brought to you by Hello Hypnosis. Hello Hypnosis is a service with professional hypnotists who will allow you to unlock your greatest memories. Use code MANDELA1 to get 70% off your first session. And now, let's begin. Thanks for joining us today on Podcast Perplex. Today's topic is the very mysterious Mandela Effect. Now, for those who don't know, the Mandela Effect is basically when a large group of people have a memory of something, but looking back, it never actually happened. For example, a lot of people actually remember 9/11 taking place on September 10th instead of the 11th. Now, in psychology, this is seen as a false memory, but it stirred up a lot of controversy of whether or not we are being hypnotized. One of the theories for this happening is that we've actually switched into a different parallel universe. Now, that does sound a little crazy, but this whole thing is crazy. A lot of people are having memories of things that didn't actually happen. And if this theory is true, that'd mean that these Mandela effects are actually things that did take place, just in an alternate universe. Now, the reason it's called the Mandela Effect is because a lot of people remember Nelson Mandela dying in prison in 1991. And then on December 5th of 2013, Nelson Mandela died. Now, this news in 2013 confused a lot of people because they were thinking, I thought he already died years ago. Now, this is where it gets really scary. There's this South African history book that was published in 1991 that states that Nelson Mandela died on the 23rd of July in 1991. And that's a real quote in a real book that was published years ago. And you can't put things like that in a book if they're fake, otherwise you'll get sued. Which means that this is a piece of evidence that he actually did die a long time ago, just in an alternate universe. Now let's go through some of the most famous examples of the Mandela Effect. Let's see which ones are most shocking to you. Coming up at number one, we have the childhood famous books and cartoon, The Berenstain Bears. But Berenstain, or was it Berenstain? Now everybody who's watched the show or read the books remembers it being spelled Berenstain with an E-I-N. And then come to find out, it's always been the Berenstain Bears. For proof, we'll be calling in a guest, my older sister, Aisha Ruffy, who will be sharing her own experience about the Berenstain Bears. This girl grew up with the cartoons and the books, and she knows her Berenstain Bears. Now Aisha will be speaking at the mic. So Aisha, please, enlighten us on what happened.
So back when I was in grade 8, Mandela Effect was actually very popular on Instagram and social media in general. And I was thinking about the Berenstain Bears, and I remember it being spelled S-T-E-I-N, sorry. And everywhere I checked, it said S-T-A-I-N, like the word stain. And I was very confused. So then, like, I forced two of my friends to, like, go on a trip with me to the library. And we were checking out every book of the Berenstain Bears. We were even checking the dates that, like, they were published and stuff. And they all said S-T-A-I-N, and we were very confused. But then we asked some older women who, you know, used to read books to their children. And we asked them if they were Berenstain Bears to their children. And they said, yes, they did. And we asked, how was it spelled? And they all said E-I-N. So it confused me that everyone's memory, even people of the older generation, remember it being S-T-E-I-N, but all of a sudden it's S-T-A-I-N.
And you guys are not alone, because practically every Berenstain Bears fan remembers it being spelled Berenstain. Thank you for your input, Aisha. So everybody who's ever watched the Berenstain Bears has been freaking out over this. And then there was this picture that came out. So a Reddit user looked in their garage and found an old tape of the Bernstein Bears. They posted this photo, and on the front of the tape, you can see it says the Bernstein Bears. But then, when you look at the side of the same tape, you can see it says the Bernstein Bears. Which is so crazy because now we're being told it's never been the Bernstein Bears. Now, this photo has been through a bunch of tests, people have investigated it to make sure it's not photoshopped, and it's real. Which means that this is another piece of evidence that the Mandela Effect is real. Another very popular Mandela Effect is from the movie Snow White, where the evil queen says, "Mirror, mirror, on the wall." Or did she? Yep, you heard that right. She said, "Magic mirror on the wall." She's never said, "Mirror, mirror, on the wall." But we all remember "mirror, mirror" instead of "magic mirror." And then in Forrest Gump, we all remember him saying, "Life is like a box of chocolates." Or did he? Life was like a box of chocolates? I've never heard anyone ever say it like that. Now this next one is crazy. But before we continue, we are going to introduce to you your chance to win a free seminar with Neil deGrasse Tyson on the multiverse theory. Go to www.ngt/multiverse theory to win your free chance at the seminar. You can discuss the theories, the possibilities of them being real, and your favorite Mandela effects all one-on-one with Neil deGrasse Tyson himself. So lock in your chances now by entering your email at the website. The earlier the better. And back to our Mandela effects. So the next one is really crazy to me. And the famous line in Star Wars, "Luke, I am your father." And nope, I was wrong. It's always been, "No, I am your father." And that's one of the most, if not the most famous line in Star Wars. Even the voice actor himself, James Earl Jones, remembers saying, "Luke, I am your father." And there are also other Mandela effects in movies that are literally part of the most famous lines in the movies. So you'd think, how would we all mess up the most famous line in a movie? If you've watched the movie Silence of the Lambs, you probably remember the scene where Hannibal Lecter says, "Hello, Clarice." Well, not quite. Yeah, he said, "Good evening, Clarice." But people remember him saying, "Hello, Clarice." There's a lot of memes that say, "Hello, Clarice," and there are even shirts that say, "Hello, Clarice." And there's a reference to this in a Jim Carrey movie as well, where he also says, "Hello, Clarice." So yeah, he never actually said that, but practically the whole world remembers him saying it. I even asked my parents this one, asking them the most famous line in Silence of the Lambs, and they said, "Hello, Clarice." And then when I told them that it was, "Good evening, Clarice," well, they didn't really show much of a shock, but to me, I was shocked. Because it's crazy how some of the most famous lines get misquoted by practically everybody. It just does not add up to me. What also doesn't add up is Febreze has never been spelled with two E's, it's always been spelled with one E. And Chick-fil-A has always had a K in it. And the Monopoly Man has never worn a monocle. So odd that so many of these little things are Mandela effects too. Because so many people remember it being a specific way when it supposedly never was. And the last one we're going to be talking about is the famous line, "You love me, you really love me," which Sally Field says when she wins her Oscar. And they even talked about this in the movie The Mask, starring Jim Carrey too. And then when you play back the real clip, so yeah, she's never actually said, "You like me, you really like me," which is for some reason what everyone else remembers. Now back to trying and understanding where the Mandela Effect comes from. What some people think is that when there were conspiracies about the world ending in the year 2000, it actually did end, and then we shifted into a different parallel universe, which is causing all of these Mandela effects. That would explain older ones such as the Bernstein Bears and others. But then, some people think that the world ended again in the year 2012 when there were also conspiracies about it ending, and that would explain newer ones such as Febreze and Chick-fil-A. So this whole Mandela effect being supposedly connected to the multiverse theory is actually a huge wonder. And I feel like slowly but surely there's going to be more proof and more truth that comes out.
And I'm excited to see what that's going to be.
All right, everyone, that is the podcast for today. We hope you enjoyed it. And let us know, are you aware of any crazy Mandela effects? Email us at podcastperplex@gmail.com and we might use them in a continuation of this podcast series next. That wraps up our podcast today. And remember, don't believe everything you see. All right, you guys, stay safe out there and make the most of your quarantine.
Or was it quarantine?